From the conservative viewpoint, I think we ought to point out every advantage we can. Either you or Elmer Stotts ought to go to New York either this afternoon or in the morning before I give this total, and probably in the morning, 9 o'clock, and sit down with Bob Anderson. He's going to talk to a bunch of the leaders up there. We ought to show them what a tight budget we got, and when we get to labor and education, we have to show them that we're trying to get these people off the tax rolls instead of on them, like vocational training and manpower retraining and things of that kind. And that we have made substantial cuts, and I think that if somebody could do that early in the morning, it'd be mighty good. Now, you reckon you or Elmer or some fella that knows Anderson could go up there and do that and give him a kind of a breakdown of the 98 we had and the built-in increases we had and the legislation we had, and then just show him that we've cut it down right to the bone and try to get a good reaction from...
I'd be happy to do that, Mr. President. Right. I think you got a good story to tell.
Do you know him?
No, I talked to him on the phone.
His number is JU21424.
1424.
You do it or do anybody that you've got confidence in, but I would do it before the message tomorrow, before I go at 12. I would prefer that you be at his office at 9:30, so it gives him a little time before noon.
Good.
9 o'clock.
If
you could go where you get there at 9, it'd be better if you take a 7:30 plane and get your plane out there or go up tonight. I don't want him to have it for early in the morning, but I do want him to have it time to talk to the Wall Street people before noon.
Yes, and I would think that that once since the figures are going to be out, the total figure is going to be out shortly after noon, I can talk considerable detail on some of the subordinate figures.
I would bear in mind, now he's ultra conservative, and I'd show him and tell him we're just betting on the private sector doing some investing here.
We sure are, Mr. President.
And stress the sentence in there that I'm going to preserve the global value of the dollar. What I say in my... Have you got a copy of the speech?
Not the latest. I saw the copy as of yesterday. Has it been changed much since then?
This administration will at all times, preserve the present global value of the dollar.
Perhaps I can take a text up with me and have him give him a chance to read the text and then elaborate the budget.
Get a copy from Ted Sorensen this afternoon. Are you going to be at this meeting at noon?
I'll be there tonight. I might go up to New York after the meeting.
I think
tonight.
It'd be smart. Yeah. Tell him, I'd call him now and tell him you got instructions and you want to see him at 9 o'clock at his office, JU21424.
Call him right away, Mr. Brown. Thanks very much.